The Tree of Liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. Thomas Jefferson. Some years back, I was going to graduate school in Baylor, in Texas, in Waco, Texas. And it happened that at that time there was a wave of violence, terrible, in Mexico. It was so bad that I couldn't actually do my schoolwork. I was distracted, you know, like in YouTube you will find all time videos of like a house drenched in blood, you know, the walls, like somebody had watered the house with a hose with blood, or videos where they will show, you know, a place with piles of human parts and people laughing, making jokes about those human parts. One of my classmates was a nice, friendly Mormon, and I like to talk with him because he was very nice. He would listen to me. So I talk about this topic, you know, looking for some empathy. And I mentioned that one of the questions, one of the problems was that there was a trade. There were drugs going from Mexico to the United States, and that was trade for guns going from the United States to Mexico. And I said that it would be a good idea to have a tighter control on gun sales. I was taken aback, you know, by the response given by my friend. Even though he was this nice, mild-mannered, soft-spoken, always kind, family-oriented person, he was afire with this, and he told me with very strong, you know, with passion, that gun ownership is actually a divine right, and that the Second Amendment was inspired by God because the U.S. is a chosen land, a place where there is a covenant between God and true believers, and that the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms, is key to freedom. And about that time there were some mass shootings. Actually, there were, you know, like today, there were mass shootings all the time, and every single event was taken by my friend as evidence that guns are not only a good idea but actually the solution. There was mass shootings because not enough people have weapons. In the 2012 Republican elections, the Republicans they have a platform that demanded, reaffirm that all rights come from God, reflecting a sincere and genuine sense of a bright line natural law. There was also a recurring theme of invoking the safety of children and condemning abortion. I find this point a little bit confusing because abortion is a different issue, but abortion was used to gain emotional impact and the moral high ground. And even in cases where children were the victims of gun violence, mass shootings, even against children, were used as evidence that more guns are necessary. So at that time, my friend sent a meme that claimed that in the United States there were 7,000 physicians, and the accidental deaths caused by physicians in the U.S. per year are about 120,000. So that gives a percentage of 17%, a very high percent. And this statistic is said to come from the Department of Health and Human Services. I don't know if this statistic is right or not, but that's what the note said. And then it claimed that there were 80 million gun owners, and the number of accidental deaths per year in total is about 1,500. So the accidental deaths per gun owner would be about like 2 in 10,000. So statistically, doctors are 9,000 times more dangerous than gun owners. So the takeaway message is, guns don't kill people, doctors do. Be aware of the doctors. Doctors are dangerous. I kept the notes of the arguments or the reasons why my friend thought that having guns is a good idea. So one argument is that guns are only tools. They cannot do anything of themselves, are not inherently evil. Yes, of course, you can use guns to kill. But sometimes you do have to kill to defend yourself. And doctors, they can be good, but they can also do things that are evil, like abortion and assisted suicide, which, by the way, are legal. So my friend asked, what is the outrage about abortion? What is the outrage about assisted suicide? And then he will ask me, you know, do you have any children? Do you care about children? You know, it's, he said he will feel awful if he had to take another's life. But if he has to defend his wife or his children from being hurt, raped, or killed, then he just had to fulfill his duty to defend his family. He claimed that the guns inhibit crime. Why criminals are criminals? Because being a criminal is the easy way out. To work for a living is hard, but to be a criminal is very easy. And crime will be a much worse problem if it didn't happen that 85 million people have guns in the United States. And even though there is a lot of people, 85 million, with guns, actually very few people actually use the arms, the guns. They just feel safe having a gun in the house, but they never even touch it, you know, somewhere, even for some forgotten place, you know. But if the whole population were to be disarmed, what will happen to the crime rate? Do you think it will go down? Of course not, because criminals are criminals because they're lazy, and there's always lazy people. And if there are no guns, then being a criminal will be easier, and the crime rate will be rise, will be a lot higher if people were not armed. So the best way to decrease violent crime is to allow law-abiding citizens to own firearms. Law-abiding citizens. So this is like this is who is allowed to have weapons. Citizens that are law-abiding. If you're not a citizen of the United States, then you shouldn't have weapons. Okay. He said that doctors and guns are not quite the same. But he sent the meme about doctors being dangerous because he wants people to think. He accused me of have double standards, because I mentioned also that I worried about the safety of my family, and that there was a problem with violent crime in Mexico. So I should agree that weapons are a good thing, because there is violent crime and I'm worried about the safety of my family. He said that, of course, murder is immoral, that this is there is no doubt about it. However, Christians have the right and the duty to defend their family. And there are many, many, many examples in the Bible, in the Book of Mormon, and the teachings of the modern prophets. So, if citizens can have guns for sport, what is to prevent a criminal from misusing the gun for violent purposes? If somebody breaks into your home with a deadly weapon, not necessarily a gun, and rapes your children and your wife, and you have a gun for sports purposes, should it be illegal for you to use that gun to defend your family? Why? Why not? People are very creative, and crazies will always find a way to hurt people, with or without guns. So, people are attacked by crazies because they cannot defend themselves. So if they have if everybody's armed, then it's less likely that people will be harmed by crazy people. Criminals do not care about the law. So if guns are outlawed, criminals will have guns anyway. And the problem is not whether there are guns or not. The problem is that people are sinful and selfish, and they do not follow the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if more people were Christian, true Christians, then there is no problem at all. But the reality is that the society's moral compass is off. We as a society have forgotten our maker and the true path to peace and happiness. So if people follow the commandments of God and the gospel of Jesus Christ, then the world will be redeemed. And in any case, disarming people is against the Second Amendment. The whole reason there was a revolution and the Second Amendment was created is because the founding fathers experienced oppression from the government, and they have the foresight to see that the governments are inherently oppressive and people need to have the right to rise up. People have a right for sedition, for treason, because the most important is freedom and individual fulfillment, and governments are against these things, and people should have the means to defend themselves as individuals against an oppressive government. And what about knives? If we take away knives, then what about screwdrivers? And if we take away screwdrivers, what about box cutters? The Second Amendment is not only outdated, but is necessary. The founding fathers were inspired by God. And the right to bear arms in the Constitution is essential for liberty and freedom, and it's a fundamental principle essential for happiness. See, freedom and liberty can be used to follow the commandments or not, but we must be armed so we can defend our right to follow the commandments and be good persons. But society cares more about selfish pressure than it cares about God and life. the problem of mass violence is that people actually don't care about life. A society that condones, funds, and promotes abortion and excuses euthanasia, it's a society that it's a breeding ground for mass killings. When a woman has a right to kill an unwanted child growing inside her simply because it suits her to do so, life is robbed of its value. So in this society, mass murders will just happen. It has nothing to do with whether weapons are available or not. And in any case, better bloodshed than slavery. But in any case, 74% of NRA members support background checks. And not allowing people on the terrorist watch list might be a good idea. So in conclusion, guns don't kill people. Idiotic people use guns to kill people. Guns, like drugs, will always be around, even with strict gun control laws. So if laws are forbidden, then the black market will make more money. It will be just better for criminals.